in the previous 24 hours said Russian shelling killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others as the Kremlin and Kyiv's forces remained locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. Much of the shelling in the past 24 hours focused on two key Ukrainian cities, Kharkiv and Kherson. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the attacks on Kherson.
The city of Kherson is constantly under the shelling. This is important also to understand because the city itself located on one side of the river Dnipro and Russian forces are located just on the other side. Over the weekend, it was a really bad shelling of the residential buildings, hospital and school in the city of Kherson. But the worst situation is with the residential buildings and with the hospital. For the moment, we know about 3 people who were killed and 6 injured. We know that one person is currently in the very serious state.
The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, is poised this week to raise its benchmark interest rate for an 8th time since March. But reports indicate the Fed will likely announce a smaller hike for a 2nd straight time, and it could change some key wording in its post-meeting statement about future rate increases. The rate hikes have been implemented to help bring down rampant inflation in the United States, and while they appear to have done their job to some extent, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is likely to stress that the job is far from over. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan now say the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel, where he urged the Israeli government and Palestinians to ease tensions amid a spike in violence that has put the region on edge. Monday, shortly before Blinken's arrival, the Palestinian Health Ministry said Israeli forces killed a Palestinian man in the flashpoint city of Hebron, bringing the toll of Palestinians killed in January to 35. Speaking as he arrived at Israel's international airport near Tel Aviv, Blinken called for restraint.
It's the responsibility of everyone to take steps to calm tensions rather than inflame them, to work toward a day when people no longer feel afraid in their communities, in their homes, in their places of worship. That is the only way to halt the rising tide of violence that has taken too many lives, too many Israelis, too many Palestinians. I'll make that clear throughout my time in Israel and the West Bank with everyone that I meet.
Officials in Pakistan now say the Taliban has taken responsibility for a powerful bomb blast that ripped through a packed mosque in northwestern Pakistan Monday, killing at least 47 worshippers and injuring at least 140 others. More from VOA's Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the bombing. Survivors and rescue workers said the roof of the building had caved in due to the massive blast. Police officials would not immediately discuss the nature of the attack, saying an investigation was underway. Ayaz Ghul, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said Monday COVID-19 continues to constitute a public health emergency of international concern, its highest form of alert. Speaking Monday at agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there's no doubt the world is in far better shape now than it was a year ago when the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 was at its peak.
But since the beginning of December, weekly reported deaths have been rising. In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. And that's just the reported deaths. We know the actual number is much higher.
I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.